This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. Thousands of people marched in Denver's annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. parade today to honor King's civil rights messages. Glenda Johnson has marched in the event for years, starting with the first one 37 years ago.
We shall overcome. We're all God's people, and we can come together every day in unity and in harmony and love on one another.
The event is called a marade, a combination of a march and a parade. It's one of the largest MLK Day celebrations in the U.S. A wreath was set at the statue of King in Denver City Park. There were also speeches and celebrations at downtown Denver's Civic Center Park. Colorado set a record for sports betting tax collections in November. CPR's Corey Jones has more.
The state saw nearly $500 million wagered on sports that month. That number was down just a bit from the month before. More notable for the state, it collected nearly $2 million in taxes. That money comes out of the profits made by casinos and sportsbooks, so it can fluctuate a lot from month to month. The top two sports that drew the most money wagered in November, pro football, followed by basketball. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
Representative Diana DeGette says she has tested positive for COVID-19. The Congresswoman says she has mild symptoms, is self-isolating, and working from home in Denver this week. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.